Turn up your hearing aid. It's time for Mom on the Rock.
That's right, Mom on the Rock, for every mom with a hearing aid. Hey, Mom.
Hey, baby.
So you're a pretty cool mom. You like rock music. You keep in touch with rock news, and I rely on you for a weekly update. So what's going on?
Well, you know, there's lots of stuff going on in news, but I actually found this really fascinating article about some rock stars who actually were teachers before they became rock stars. And it fascinated me, so I thought it might fascinate all of those people who like rock and roll trivia.
Yeah, and because we're back to school today here in Laguna. I know that's not true of...
Exactly.
Yeah, not true of your community or most communities. We're very late, but today is the first day of school, so I think that's very pertinent.
Well, I chose my top seven favorite.
Okay.
So let's just see if you can guess any.
If I can guess some?
Yeah.
Okay. I bet John Lennon was a teacher in some aspect. Let's see. Was Kesha a school teacher?
Oh, you're being way too obscure.
Okay.
This is like classic rock.
Oh.
So
Bruce Springsteen.
I'll give you an interesting one. Gene Simmons from Kiss.
What did he teach?
He taught sixth grade in New York City's PS 75.
That is wild. Can you imagine Gene Simmons being your sixth grade teacher?
The quote he said, he quit after 6 months because he discovered the real reason that he wanted to become a teacher is because he just wanted to get up on stage and have people notice.
Yeah,
and the school stage was too small for him. The other one, which I thought was interesting, and some of the more interesting stuff I found out, so Brian May, guitarist from Queen, he taught school in England, but did you know that he has a PhD in astrophysics?
No, we can't even say that word, so how could he possibly?
So back in the 70s, he actually taught math. So there you go.
Okay.
I thought that was interesting.
That is awesome.
Another one, big name, is Sting.
Sting was a teacher, huh? What did he teach?
He taught sixth grade as well, and he actually said that he ended up writing a lot of songs, like Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Really?
From some of his experiences in the school. And so if you go back and think about that, he said, I'd done teaching practice at secondary schools and been through the business of having 15-year-old girls fancy me. So I wrote, how to keep my hands off of them. I don't know. Don't stand so close to me.
Wow. I knew that song was about a classroom because it talks about it, but I had no idea that he was actually in one.
Yep, his own personal experience as the teacher. And then another one that was interesting to me was Art Garfunkel.
Really? Yeah, that's weird.
Huh. He said he supported himself by teaching high school kids, and then even after he started touring, he tutored kids and he made decent money out of it.
Well, I think that's fascinating. And any teachers who are listening on their lunch break right now on the first day of school thinking, ugh, why did I sign up for this? There's hope for you to be a rock star.
Yep. So there you go. First day of school, a little rock and roll trivia to tie it all in. I wish Gene Simmons was my sixth grade teacher.
Maybe you could enroll in one of his classes still. Who knows? All right, Mom. Very cool. Mom on the Rock. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Have a good day.
Love you, baby.
Love you too. Bye.